Up Live. We're launching into hour number two of the program. You can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features we give to you, free. So enjoy those on us at freetalklive.com. We're going to get right to your calls here in a moment. Just want to finish up a few thoughts from Norm Stamper. You might know him from Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. You can learn more about that group at leap.cc. I'm a bit of a fan. I ran into one of the Leap members on the street in Keene today, actually.
I wish I'd get a chance to talk to him, but I was talking business.
You're yapping away on your cell phone. But we went out to lunch in downtown Keene today, Mark. And Keene's like that. It's a small, very, very, very small city or big town, however you want to categorize it. But it's technically, municipality-wise, it's a city. And
I've looked up, national scale as to what a city, what defines a city and what defines a town.
What's the smallest city, yeah.
What the definition is what they decided to call it one day.
Got it. Well, anyway, it's a small place, so with 25,000 people living in the area, inevitably in the city limits, you're inevitably going to see people you know, and you're going to see people you know frequently. So Rick Van Wickler, who's the superintendent of the Cheshire County Correctional Institution, was walking down the street on Main Street, and I don't know if Rick really knows me too well, but I've introduced myself to him once in the past when we were at one of those marijuana hearings at the State House, and I used the opportunity to introduce myself again, gave my card, and I said, hey, if there's anything I can do to help you out, I don't know what it would be, but if there's anything I can do to help you, don't hesitate to get in touch with me. And we talked about getting him on the radio locally, and so Leap, good guys, they're doing the right thing. Law Enforcement Against Prohibition.
Next time you see him, make sure that you get some contact information. I need to talk to him. I want to
call the jail. He's there every day.
Okay,
mostly. All right. So back to what Norm Stamper, who's one of the founders of Leap, has to say about the bad apples. We've seen so many stories of police brutality, and Stamper tells the story of one of the most recent, most brutal cases with a teenage girl, 15 years old, just brutally attacked in a jail cell in, I don't even know where it was, but King County, Washington.
There's so many. Yeah, I was going to say it was Seattle, but
there are so many instances like this, and there are so many that don't get reported, and so many that don't get videotaped. So what you see when you see these videos of the police abuse and the brutality, you're seeing a percentage of the actual amount of brutality that's going on, the amount that you never will hear about because it's done under the cover of darkness, on the side of the road, or behind an alley, or wherever it is it's done.
And clearly, this guy felt comfortable enough to attack this girl in the cell
with a camera. Trained on it.
My question is, how did this video ever get out? That's what I want to know.
Somebody must not have liked him at the jail or something like that. I don't know.
Or somebody, thought it was funny or whatever to see the little girl get showed it, and then bam, it's gone.
So after bringing us up to speed on that, Stamper says, how do we prevent this kind of behavior in the future? He says, please don't say through, number one, more thorough screening of law enforcement candidates, or two, better training. They're both important, of course, critical, in fact, but law enforcement, for the most part,
the departments that do this are definitely better. Good screening and make sure they get the cream of the crop coming out of the police academy and, require degrees and things like that. They definitely get a better class of police officer, no doubt, but...
But Stamper points out that law enforcement, for the most part, doesn't pick bad apples. It makes them, and not through academy training. 43 years ago, I was an idealistic, vaguely liberal 21-year-old when the San Diego Police Department hired me. The last thing on my mind was taking to the streets to punish people. Most cops get into it because they want to help people, right? They want to help save them from the bad guys. Well, lest there be any doubt about the department's policy, the police academy even then drove it home. Excessive force was grounds for termination. So why, then, did I abuse the very people that I'd been hired to serve? Now, not to get too psychological, I did it because the power of my position went straight to my head. Because other cops I'd come to admire did it. And because I thought I could get away with it. Which I did, until a principled prosecutor slapped me upside the head and demanded to know whether the U.S. Constitution actually meant anything to me. It comes down to this. Real cops, those with a conscience, those who honor the law, must step up and take control of the cop culture. He doesn't get any much more detailed than that, but he just kind of suggests that there is this cop culture, and we can read into this based on what we know from police that we've talked to and the retired police that we've talked to and people that know these things who are close to the police about what cop culture is. Now, if there are any law enforcement officers out there listening live tonight, feel free to call in and give us your definition of what Norm Stamper means when he says cop culture. Because he's saying that the good cops basically need to step up and take control of it, suggesting that cop culture is dominated by this brutality mentality, that it's dominated by the people who just think they can get away with anything and in most cases absolutely can't.
Well, you know, what my experience was, and this would be relatively, I haven't dealt with nearly as many police officers as I've dealt with correctional officers. I was the staff canteen operator for years and years, maybe 5 years, something like that, at Brevard Correctional Institution. And so I saw these guys and talked to these guys on a regular basis. Now, maybe with convicts, this is a little more, little easier, but I suspect it's done with perps, too. Now, note that they'd use the term inmate. They wouldn't use convict. I like to use the term convict.
Okay.
So you know, you'll note that they have a different term. They don't say people. They say perps. They don't say people. They say inmate.
Yeah.
And
suspect.
They dehumanize that person. Mm-hmm. And then it's okay to do whatever they want because those are the bad people. Inmate is code for bad person.
Yeah.
Perp is code for bad person. Is all you have to do is call somebody a perp. They're a perpetrator. It's already a mislabeling. So,
right.
You don't know whether they've perpetrated anything, sir. You're there to take them into custody. That's all.
There's no doubt about it.
You don't convict people.
So, I mean, did you get any observations as to what the cop culture was like or the CO culture?
Well, it's dehumanizing to the people that they're on the other team with. I mean, it's obvious, you know, that there was a brown team and there was a blue team, and the brown team was out there against the blue team, and as far as they were concerned, the blue team was out to get them, too. Largely, the blue team was out fighting amongst itself, but...
Are you talking about the cops and the sheriffs?
The blue team
and blue?
The convicts in prison.
Oh, I see.
The brown team was the CS.
Gotcha.
Sorry, the convicts wear blue, too. So, as far as the cop culture, all I can say is that they just dehumanized people. That's all.
1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Nick, have you known any cops in your life?
When they've pulled me over?
So, no, not as a friend or family member or anything like that. Had any real look into the inside workings of how their culture is?
No, I really haven't.
What we know from what we've talked to these police officers about is that there's a thin blue line, this mentality that, you know, the thin blue line, it's them versus us, as you pointed out, Mark, and they will do what it takes to protect their buddies. Even if their buddies are doing some of the most atrocious, awful things, they'll stand and they will protect them.
Right. Let me give you an example of that. And this is, you know, this is just a little offhand example of something I recall, and it flashed into my memory a couple of days ago, so it's fresh in my mind, there was an officer that I sort of liked. I thought he was funny. You know, mm-hmm. He'd say some funny things now and then. He wasn't a friend or anything like that.
Sure.
And he was replaced on day shift by an officer whom I didn't really like very much. And the officer that was replaced, let's call him Dave.
Okay.
And the guy that replaced him, so that was Jesse. And I know that was, in fact, his name. So I said to Dave, we just got to get Jesse off of day shift and get you back.
Mm-hmm.
I said, Jesse, right? As referring to the officer. I should have said officer
so-and-so.
But he said...
They get upset of that?
And Dave said, I ought to put you in jail for saying that about another officer.
Oh,
and
gosh.
Jail, he means confinement, you know.
Yeah.
And he very well could have done that. I thought I was, you know, butt-kissing, essentially. And I really did prefer having him on day shift because he was, you know, working my dormitory and that kind of
thing.
That's
crazy.
But that just goes to show that this officer didn't particularly like that other officer and whom was replaced by that officer on day shift.
So even though he didn't like him, he was willing to back him up.
Right, he backed him up in that manner.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm not saying that nobody got their teeth kicked in here, and there's stories like that, too. But
no, but what we've seen, though, is the cops will back one another up, and even if they know that there's another cop in the ranks that's just bad to the bone, they won't do anything about it because they don't want to be seen as the cop that's rocking the boat of the cop culture, as a cop that's trying to throw the other cops under the bus. They don't want to be seen that way.
It's a team, and you've got to play, you know, as a team member.
So if the team members that you're around are doing corrupt, awful things, whether it's stealing people's property, drugs, whether it's beating inmates or beating suspects, you keep your mouth shut as a cop, or else. 1-800-259-9231. Stamper saying that should change. He's saying that the real cops should step up and take control of the cop culture. But will they? It's Free Talk Live.
The 57th running of America's legendary sports car endurance classic runs Saturday, March 21st at Sebring International Raceway. The Mobile One 12 Hours of Sebring, presented by Fresh from Florida, features the fastest race cars in the world. See Audi, Porsche, BMW, Corvette, Ferrari, and Mazda. The epic sports car battle of the year. And there's more. Live music, car displays, beach volleyball, the Boner Custom Rods Bikini Contest, and mixed martial arts exhibition fights. Gates open Wednesday, March 18th for 4 days of racing action, culminating with the big 12-hour classic on Saturday, March 21st. For tickets and information, visit SebringRaceway.com or call 800-626-RACE. Sebring, the biggest sports car race of them all, March 18th through the 21st.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Rough roads might be ahead for the economy, but your vehicle doesn't have to experience them. Can't afford a new vehicle or even an expensive repair? Now you can take care of your vehicle with Protecta Engine Oil Booster by SFR, which is a fully synthetic oil booster. Protecta Engine Oil Booster fortifies your motor oil to help your engine last longer. Protecta Engine Oil Booster has been tested by independent laboratories and proven in over 1 million vehicles worldwide. We'll give you enough Protecta Engine Oil Booster for 5 complete oil changes for only $22.95. That's enough for 2 vehicles for up to 1 year. Start taking care of your vehicle today. Take advantage of this limited time offer and receive free shipping. Protecta Engine Oil Booster is the last defense against engine wear. Go to oilcompanysecret.com or call 1-888-873-7371. That's oilcompanysecret.com or 888-873-7371. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Call 888-873-7371 or visit oilcompanysecret.com.
YourFoodStorage.com has been helping families prepare with the lowest priced, highest quality, storable food for over a decade.
And right now, a 1-year food supply that feeds 4 to 5 people is only $39.95.
That's right, a 1-year supply that feeds 4 to 5 people for under $4,000.
That's only 92 cents per person for each meal.
And comes with a 30-year shelf life. This amazing package has everything your family needs to survive for 1 full year. Your gourmet food is packed fresh when you place your order
and is shipped to your doorstep in about 2 weeks.
YourFoodStorage.com does not use any leftovers from Y2K.
No fillers, MSG, or GMOs.
Order now and receive free shipping anywhere in the lower 48. Visit YourFoodStorage.com.
That's YourFoodStorage.com.
Or call 888-814-0289. That's 888-814-0289. Remember, it's better to have it and not need it
than to need it and not have it.
Order now from YourFoodStorage.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us, including updates. You get signed up. We'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com and get on that list for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com. In fact, just sent out an update recently announcing we're doing another banner auction. The second banner recently went for like $50.
So, cheap.
Yeah. Cheap. Oh, well, the second banner the last time we sold it was $150. So you never know where that's going to end up.
Supply and demand.
Yep. And so the supply is still out there because we're putting the fourth banner up right now. And so who knows? Maybe we'll get that one for $30. You can't predict these things. So
it's still above the fold.
It is, definitely. So head over to auction.freetalklive.com, place your bid.
It's funny how the above the fold is a newspaper term that gets used on the internet. Mm-hmm. It means that if you pull up the page, that the banner will be there right when the page gets pulled up. You don't have to scroll down to see the banner at all or any, you know. So it's right up there at the top of the content.
Most likely, there may be some browsers, small laptops you wouldn't be able to.
There's some little ones out there.
So you can get the fourth banner on the website and you can win it in the auction at auction.freetalklive.com. And if you want to know about these things as they happen, just get on the updates list at updates.freetalklive.com. We continue with your phone calls. And also want to tell you that you need to go to freetalklive.com, since we're talking about the banner ads there, and find our Adult Friend Finder banner. It's the world's largest adult social network and sex personals. Over 19 million members. You can let them help you find that sexy someone to hook up with tonight. The banner, you can see it at freetalklive.com. That's freetalklive.com. All right, we continue here. Mike is in Wisconsin. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mike.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
What's on your mind, Mike?
Well, I got a disagreement with you guys over the whole concept of the Free State Project.
A disagreement with the concept? Okay, go ahead. Great.
Well, the whole thing is libertarians are spread all over the country, and I think it's unrealistic for you guys to expect that you're going to get all of them to move to New Hampshire. I'm sitting here in Wisconsin, and I got a set up here. I mean, it'd take a lot for me to pick up everything I got
and
move.
Sure, yeah. Took a lot for us to pick up everything and move. I sold two houses. I had two cars that I sold and two that I took. I sold, just all kinds
of stuff. I sold a house.
Yeah, we packed up a Ryder van, and came. I mean, I had a wife.
You're still trying to sell your house.
Our business was, not that it's easy. Not that our business was huge or anything. There certainly are bigger businesses with a lot more capital and stuff that needs to be moved. But we picked up our business and moved.
Mike, I think you might have gotten the wrong idea. The Free State Project isn't intending to move all libertarians.
No.
We're intending to move those
just
libertarians
who are
dedicated enough to make the change and to do it. So if you are feeling comfortable where you're at, that's what you should do. You should stay right there.
Well, what do you suggest? I mean, if you're taking all the resources to New Hampshire, what about us?
Sour milk, huh, Mike?
Well, Mike, how have the resources been doing so far? Take the last, let's call it 1971, that the Libertarian Party came into play. Let's call that the beginning of libertarianism. Or you can decide 1776 as when the libertarians won the war, or whatever you want. You pick the time frame. How have the libertarians been doing spread out all over the place in spreading liberty?
Well, I don't know. You can not too good. I wouldn't argue really.
They haven't been. That's my opinion. I would concur with you on that. So to me, that says that doing the same thing over and over again and getting and expecting it to get a different result is insanity. So, I'm willing to try something new.
Do you guys think there's hope for people that aren't willing? Are willing to just stay in their little, in their own state, in their own area?
What kind of hope do you think there is?
Well, I don't know. I mean, you with the Ron Paul meetup groups and that, you got factions of people joining together in their area.
Great. I think the Ron Paul meetup groups are a pretty good thing. I mean, there's certainly
step in the right direction.
You've got some people that have been activated for something, I think you might get a little momentum there. But I don't know what that momentum is going to achieve. Here in the Free State Project, we've got 675 movers or something like that, and we've achieved.
Not accurate. There are a few hundred movers, and there are 600 plus people that are actually Free Staters in state. So you started with a couple hundred already here from the original.
They're calling them movers, but okay.
I don't think they are.
Fine.
But go ahead.
Members in state.
Yes.
Plus, there's probably at least, I would figure you'd double that number because libertarians don't like to sign lists that tell the government where they are.
That much is probably true.
So let's say there's 1,000 in state. We've had some luck in forestalling some legislation. Okay?
With 1,000.
With 1,000 people moved.
In a state of 1.3 million.
In a state of 1.3 million. So I got to really wonder, would you agree that concentration is like the key to getting things done?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I think that you could also, you need to spread the message to as many people as possible. And
I agree.
There's no doubt about that.
That's sort of concentrating by diffusion.
I think
that's discipleship, as it were.
I think Mike essentially admitted that he believes concentration is important when he bemoaned the fact that the Free State Project is siphoning off activists from the area.
Well, what I would say is that you can still spread a message to people in the other 49 states and other countries from New Hampshire to a large extent. I mean, you can still blog, you can create videos, and you can actually get, you can kill bad legislation and get repeals of laws passed. You can essentially set an example of what a functional libertarian movement looks like.
Which has never happened before. I mean,
not really.
There's no example that you can point to. It's really all been an intellectual debate, essentially, up until this point, is the libertarians or the liberty-minded people saying, well, we're telling you that the free market is better, and we can point to these examples where the market does things better, but none of it's ever been done all at the same time in every aspect. And so let's just imagine that 10 years down the line, we've got a relatively liberty-oriented state, and who knows, maybe it'll even have seceded out from the Union, and we can really show people, like, look, liberty works. Then it's not anything pie in the sky. It's not theoretical anymore. Wouldn't you rather be communicating that to the other 49 states and the rest of the world rather than just, getting a candidate into a debate and having him get 3%?
Oh, yeah, I hear what you're saying. You mentioned secession, though, Ian, but are you willing to, take the, rifle up and fight for secession?
That's not the kind of secession movement I'm looking for. Personally, I think we can achieve liberty with peaceful means.
Hopefully, Mike, we won't have to do that. And let's talk about the I think you're referring to the South seceding from the North in the War of Northern Aggression. And
it's the same problem, fear everyone brings up.
It is, absolutely. The problem there wasn't so much the secession. The problem was the firing on Fort Sumter. And if they hadn't have fired on the federal fort, now I'll agree that federal fort was someplace that they shouldn't have been. And they wouldn't leave. However, if you would have just sort of ignored them out there in the water there in Charleston Bay or wherever that was, they probably would have gone away at some point. Or they might have figured out, created some, false flag operation
or
something.
The South essentially jumped the gun and decided to kick off a war. They wanted to fight. Yeah, we want to fight for this, and they got the fight. They're just not ready for it.
That's not what we want. None of us here want that fight. We want to achieve liberty through peaceful means, and I think the most every other free stater I've ever met, with the exception of one or two wild-eyed guys, is pretty much that way. So I wouldn't expect to have to be raising any sort of rifles.
Well, all right.
We'll bring it back. Hang on, dude. 800-259-9231. He's got a lot of objections, and we will answer as many as we possibly can because, well, we're evangelists like that. 800-259-9231 for liberty, that is. 1-800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever you want. Maybe you'd like to address what it is that Mike is saying here. A lot of common objections to somebody that has been involved in the liberty movement but might be new to the idea of concentrating activism via the Free State Project. And you can bring up anything. Free Talk Live.
In these uncertain times, safety and precaution are key. Don't rely on others for protection. Protect yourself and your family with products from PepperSpray.com. PepperSpray.com carries the largest assortment of pepper spray and personal safety devices on the web. From home safety to nighttime safety, we have the products you need. Order the discreet pepper mace baton, which relies on a powerful pepper formula that, upon direct contact with an attacker's eyes, forces them to slam shut, causing an intense burning sensation. This refillable unit is designed to be carried as a keyring, easily accessible pepper spray, and a defensive baton. PepperSpray.com is offering a special for all GCN listeners. Order the pepper spray baton and receive a free refill cartridge. Please click the GCN category tab on our site for this offer. Visit us today at PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 800-908-9988. That's 800-908-9988.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare, and maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit Organicaseed.com. At Organicaseed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds and survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your
harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Do you suffer from aches and pains in your knees, arms, wrists, or elbows? Is it difficult to get out of bed in the morning because of joint stiffness? Have you been looking for a safe, natural alternative to help ease your pain? If so, you need to visit solartherm.ca. Solartherm, the pain care you wear, is a patented ceramic fiber support technology that holds in and reflects your own body heat, soothing those sore areas. Solartherm is extremely light and comfortable to wear and increases blood flow to the affected areas without the use of toxic chemicals. Imagine being able to finally relieve the aches and pains in your elbows, knees, wrists, back, and more. So forget about messy creams that have an unpleasant smell. Try Solartherm, the pain care you wear. Call them today at 1-877-747-6664. That's 1-877-747-6664. Or visit them online at solartherm.ca. That's solar, T-H-E-R-M, solartherm.ca.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Whatever you want. If you dial toll-free 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features, they are free, so enjoy those on us. And those features including the wiki. That's over 1,800 pages created by listeners just like you. Head over to wiki.freetalklive.com. You can edit virtually anything you see. W-I-K-I, wiki.freetalklive.com.
SACL CAI is the number one sponsor of the show. The principal over there, Jason Osborne, is a huge advocate for liberty. He's supporting this show because he wants people to hear about liberty. If you can, if you have a business, you know somebody who has a business, send some business his way as a thank you for his huge support of Free Talk Live. I don't know whether Free Talk Live wouldn't be in the form that it is today.
No way.
If it wasn't for SACL CAI, if it wasn't for Jason Osborne and his stand. SACL CAI, you can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the page on the right-hand side.
Jason, I should add, is a Free State Project member, as I understand, or a participant. So that's what we're talking about right now with our caller, Mike, who is back with us, Mike in Wisconsin. Mike, you're calling in with some concerns that a lot of people have had, and I think I would have had as well if I were in your position, about this idea of moving as many liberty activists as possible to the same place. I would say that if I, who was fairly active back in the Sarasota, Florida Libertarian Party, if I had decided that I couldn't, for whatever reason, go to New Hampshire, that I needed to stay in Florida for whatever, I won't even speculate as to what the reason would be that I would have wanted to stay. But if I had decided, there's plenty of sunshine here in New Hampshire.
I'm just saying, that's the biggest complaint about moving to New Hampshire is it's cold.
That's different from sunshine. But anyway, so if I had stayed, I probably would have felt the same way. I probably would have felt like, man, this sucks. All my great activists are leaving to New Hampshire. What a bummer. And I felt like that's kind of what you were, one of the things you were getting at earlier. Would you say that's accurate?
Well, what I'm trying to say is that, you know, I think there's a lot of national organizations and movements you can get involved in to be further libertarianism other than the Free State Project. Like you got the Campaign for Liberty.
Yep.
you know, and these other things.
I kind of feel like the campaign for liberty is a Johnny Come Lately who's doing a poor job of what the rest of them are trying to do. Like they're trying to catch up in a lot of ways. I like the people that are involved. I don't know those that I'm impressed with anything they've accomplished besides
they put a convention on.
Yeah.
I would note that you can't. I mean, you can still be involved on the with the federal issues or with the campaign for liberty or and with the Libertarian Party. I mean, yep. You can help the presidential
campaign for liberty is huge in this state.
Yeah, I mean, you can get New Hampshire is a great place to get involved with the presidential campaign at least during the primary process.
Sure.
So you know, not everybody is 100% focused on the state level. I'd say that's where most of the activists are focused because that's where they believe they can make the biggest impact. But you, I mean, you're still free to focus on national issues if you're more comfortable doing
it. Yeah, there's nobody that's that is overriding what you get to do. The Free State Project is a very simple concept. It just encourages liberty lovers to move to New Hampshire, and then they decide what to do for themselves. There's no central organization. No one is handing out diktats or orders saying, okay, Mike, now that you're here, here's what we need you to do. No, you just get here, and you decide for yourself what the best way to get active is.
Okay.
Are you there?
Yeah, I just hope you guys don't forget about us people in the country that aren't going to move to New Hampshire, but are, you know, we're still going to try to fight for liberty where we live.
I guess I am. Personally,
you're going to forget about them?
I am. I really just don't care. To me,
I don't know. I care a little bit. I like the idea.
To me, the Free State Project makes the most sense. I've looked at it, and you agree that what's going on now hasn't worked up to this point, Mike. So if you care about liberty, you'll move enough. You'll move for the Free State Project. I'll grant you that wives are important, houses are important, and jobs are important. I understand that. Well, but what that says to me is you care more about your wife, your job, or your house. So concentrate on those things and forget about liberty.
Mark, there is also the point that some people just have doubts about whether it's a good idea in terms of advancing liberty.
I've got the cognitive dissonance going on. Absolutely. I am thoroughly convinced. I am a zealot, people. Do not call me up and expect me to have some kind of reasonable opinion about whether or not the Free State Project's going to work. I've picked my life up and moved.
Personally, what I would like to see is not a zero-sum game where the Free State Project just snaps up the best libertarian activists from around the country and we get 20,000 and, you know, we make a difference here in New Hampshire and that's it. Well, I'm hoping that the synergy that you get when you have this many libertarian activists in a relatively small state will inspire more people to, you know, look at the ideas of liberty, become active, and, you know, some of them might move to New Hampshire, a lot of them won't. I mean, there are a lot of people out there who, you know, they're not going to be living in New Hampshire. It's not in the cards for them in the future. I hope that the Free State Project serves as motivation for them and as an example for them to get active other places because, you know, I don't want to live in a world where New Hampshire is the, you know, the one place that's safe for liberty.
I would love to see liberty.
Not.
I agree. I would love to see liberty spread out from New Hampshire and have New Hampshire again be the example for the rest of the world, the shining beacon on the hill, if you will, that America once was. We can make New Hampshire that, and we can then you guys that are out in the rest of the country can utilize New Hampshire as your go-to, something you can point to and say, look, this works. Let's try this here in Wisconsin. It's going to mean you're going to have to wait for a long time, and there will be a bit of a brain drain, I think, initially, but eventually the success of the Free State Project, as you're pointing out, Nick, will help create new liberty-minded people all around the country. Does that make sense, Mike?
Well, what I would say to that is, how does all, you know, religion spread? They have missionaries that they send out around the world or whatever to spread their message. How is liberty going to spread if we all concentrate ourselves into one little location? You know, and I think that's more.
Do you understand how the power of the media? Do you understand power of the media? Like listening to radio can motivate people and inspire people, and watching television, and we can create our own media here in New Hampshire, and we can spread that around the world, and people can see. And we are doing and creating our own media. We can spread that around the world, and people can see why liberty works and why it's beneficial to their lives, and why they should consider these ideas where they live. They don't have to come. They don't have to come to New Hampshire, though. That would be the easy way to achieve more freedom for themselves. They can sit it out right where they are, and they can fight it out with the status where they are, and we'll do our best to, you know, give them something to look toward.
Yeah.
I would argue that there are a lot more than 20,000 libertarians in the United States, even. Now, it might not feel like that, but if you're using the term broadly, you know, somebody who would like to see dramatically smaller government, they're not a fan of government. They think it's maybe a necessary evil or something like that. There's a lot of those people out there, and they're still going to be out there. If the Free State Project hits 20,000, you're still going to have the bulk of the libertarian activists who are in the other 49 states are still going to be there.
But the problem is, right now...
I don't know about the activists. I don't know that I'd call them that.
That's just
they're libertarians, and they don't do anything. That's
the problem.
What I was.
Right.
Because all I... You know, I believed in the concepts of liberty, at least, somewhat, broadly. And I did nothing. If Ian asked me to come out, I might show, I might not. I'll stand there with him and give him a little moral support at whatever he's doing. And that would be the sum total of what I would do. Now that I'm here, I'm active. So I say the Free State Project creates activists.
Absolutely.
Where there were none.
Absolutely. Any other thoughts, Mike, after absorbing all that?
I guess my final thoughts is that, I support what you guys are doing.
Great.
I hope you guys support what we're trying to do outside of New Hampshire as well.
I support you. I don't think it's doing very much or working, but, best of luck, dude. Thank you for the call. 800-259-9231. I mean, what they're doing outside of the state of New Hampshire and what's going on in New Hampshire, for the most part, is politics, right? That's mostly what libertarians do. Is they run a candidate every couple or 4 years, and the candidate gets 3%. If it's in a two-way election, they might make, 25%. And they run a candidate, and the candidate gets out, and he gets in, he goes to a few speaking engagements and talks to about, 35 old people that showed up to watch. They wanted to watch the candidate speech tonight, Gerald. And so they talk to a few old folks, and none of them vote for the libertarian. And so,
right,
okay.
The people that go to these debates are pretty firm in their opinions anyway. So I don't know I don't know what they do personally.
They try to reach out to other people and bring them in, and they never come to the meetings, and then nothing ever happens.
As somebody who favors the political approach a bit more, I think that concentrating people probably makes more sense from
absolutely
looking at doing political activism.
That's the idea.
That's why it's happening here. Yeah. That's why they're having some success. You
That's why
some
they
of
have
the success.
How many state house representatives do you have that are libertarians in your state? We've got six for sure, and I think it was 90 that the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance endorsed.
They're oriented toward freedom, not necessarily principled, but there are definitely four there are the very least four actual.
People
they
got
free
in California.
Staters. They're actual free staters that are elected to the New Hampshire legislature. Where else is that happening? It's Free Talk Live. You dial in, bring a thing.
Are you tired of paying $100 an hour for computer support just for the prompt to return? Hi, I'm Luke Ford, founder and CEO of My Computer Works. Whenever you have a major computer catastrophe or a simple question, give my U.S.-based computer technicians a call, and they'll remotely connect your computer and fix the problem for you. It's safe, secure, and you won't have to let a stranger into your home. Call now to receive 1 month of service free with a membership. Now let's hear from some of our satisfied customers.
They cleaned up the computer and I sat there and watched everything going on. I was just having a ball.
So the convenience of having My Computer Works connect to my computer right then, fix it for me immediately, is priceless.
I was having a lot of major problems with my computer, and they basically evaluated the computer and went through and eliminated the problems I was having.
Call now to solve all of your computer problems. 888-629-9903. 888-629-9903. That's 888-629-9903.
My Computer Works. Does yours?
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
We know identity scams have grown in the past 6 months because identity thieves are working overtime, taking advantage of this economic crisis. I'm Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock. I talk to people every day about identity theft, and I know a lot of you are scared and nervous. I'm here to tell you, you don't have to be. Another identity is stolen every 3 seconds, but you can have the security and peace of mind that comes with being protected by LifeLock for just pennies a day. LifeLock is number one in identity theft protection because we work to stop identity identity theft before it happens, or we fix it at our expense up to $1 million. Don't spend another minute worrying. Call LifeLock now.
Get instant protection by calling 1-800-605-4229. Call right now and you'll also get 30 days absolutely free. That's 1-800-605-4229. Get the peace of mind LifeLock provides today. Use promo code FREEMONTH. Call 1-800-605-4229. Again, 1-800-605-4229.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar powered generators are now available from Solutions from Science, one of GCN's oldest and most trusted sponsors. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com today. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free and bring up whatever you want via the number brought to you by SACL CAI, 800-259-9231. That's, again, SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight is Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, well, there's a simple way to do that. You can just go and become an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. Get on board with the AMP program for as little as $3 a month. We take that money in and reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations around the country, bringing more internet listeners on board with the program over at amp.freetalklive.com. Great way to help the show and get some perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. amp.freetalklive.com. The Institute for Humane Studies, by the way, is offering 12 different seminars this summer in locations across the country. Participation is free, plus IHS is even going to cover your meals and your housing. Now, the seminars are for those simply curious about libertarian philosophy, for those, and also for those who are passionate about liberty, even those who want career advice, networking opportunities, and lectures relevant to each career path. Head over to libertarianseminars.com and get registered today. Deadline to register for the summer sessions is March 31st. That's libertarianseminars.com. Now, one of the folks in the chat room suggested that I was a little harsh with our last caller.
Jeez, I didn't feel like it. I thought we were doing really good.
Toward the end, you know, he wanted to be reassured that we weren't going to forget about the other activists. And you said that you pretty much were going to forget about them.
Yeah.
I really
just don't have that much of a use for libertarians that want to stay where they are. That's the way I see it.
I mean, I feel
fine
bad
if you want to do it, but don't think that don't expect me to agree with you that you're going to have any success.
Right.
Because I see that the way I see it is the people that believe in liberty have been trying to have success spread out all over the country and all over the world for a long time. That hasn't worked.
I'm not going to sugarcoat it.
Tell me that that somehow or another I'm supposed to support you in being active for liberty spread out all over the country when that doesn't work. Just forget about liberty. Concentrate on your wife. I understand. Look, you can't move because of your wife. Great. Take the time that you think about liberty and think about your wife. Give her flowers. You know, do the things that you're supposed to be doing. Be a great husband and shut up about liberty.
I think that's great advice because, you know, the 2 hours you might spend every month doing liberty activism isn't going to do jack squat as far as actually reducing the size of the state if it's just you and a handful of your buddies hanging out at the Libertarian Party meetings.
As ineffective as I see where you're coming from on that, as ineffective as it is, I don't think we really gain anything by people in other states. If they're not going to move, if they're doing something where they are, marginally, I think they're at least voicing opposition. They are voicing the libertarian opinion. I guess somebody's got to do it. To me, it seems like if you are passionate about trying to achieve liberty, the Free State Project is the best course of action. I mean,
it's a no-brainer.
Yeah, I mean, unless you're, if you're 20 years old and you're hoping that maybe right before you die things start to turn around, stay where you are. I guess you can keep that vague hope alive.
Yeah, wait it out.
Other than
see
that,
how it works.
If you want real-world results, come to New Hampshire. I mean, I would just recommend that people check it out. If you're skeptical about it, we have the Liberty Forum in the winters here. The Free State Project puts that on.
Was super this year. It was awesome.
I'll meet and have coffee with anybody who comes to Keene, New Hampshire.
No doubt about it.
And we've got coming up this year in the summer, we've got Porkfest, so you can meet not all the activists here in New Hampshire, but a great deal of
hundreds
them.
Hundreds of them.
Yeah.
Hundreds of them all together in the same place. Far more than whatever showed up at your Wisconsin State Libertarian Party convention this year. I remember when I was at the Florida Libertarian Party convention, there were maybe 70 people there.
And that's
this
the
is for
Florida.
How many millions of people live there? There are more people that live in the Tampa.
16 last I heard is probably it's probably 20.
There are more people that live in Tampa Bay, Florida, than there are in the entire state of New Hampshire.
Yeah.
So 70 people showed up at the Libertarian Party of Florida meeting.
We can do that on a weekend if we try.
You're right. You're absolutely right about
right
that.
Right here. I mean, that'd just be regional people.
So, again, every week here, this is something that Sam and I were talking about this weekend at Social Sundays, where we had, I don't think I mentioned this on the air, but we had mass civil disobedience going on at Social Sundays this week. People were out throwing a Frisbee in the central, actually we did talk about this on the air, but anyway, people were throwing a Frisbee, and that's apparently illegal in this little central square area of New Hampshire, and so there was mass civil disobedience going on. Nothing like that would ever happen where I come from. I mean, there would never be anything other than politics going on. And, Nick, you pointed out rightfully so, that the political scene here in New Hampshire is much more palatable than anywhere else. You've got over 400 so-called representatives compared to, as one somebody we were talking with recently pointed out, that California, with its millions of residents, has 120 representatives.
Yeah. So, I mean, your state reps are people that maybe you don't know them, but if you live here, you can call, most of them you can call up at home, and there's somebody who lives probably within a few miles of you, unless you're way out in the woods, but they're people that are essentially your neighbors, and if you don't like them, you can run against them, and in many cases...
For very little amounts.
In many cases, whatever party they're not a member of will be happy to stick you on the ballot,
right,
because
paper
nobody
candidates
else wants
have a chance
run.
Here. You know? I mean, if you just sign up to win, you could very well win. It's happened. I mean, you know, I've heard so many stories of it happening.
So the political scene here is much more palatable than anywhere else. But outside of that is what's really exciting to me. I mean, I used to be involved in politics down in Florida, and I saw how the Libertarian Party failed and failed and failed and failed again, and yet they kept just throwing the same old S up against the same wall and seeing, hopefully, oh, it's been four years, maybe it'll stick this time. It never really worked out. And so it's the other things that are really exciting and really unusual to the Liberty movement. I mean, we've got disobedience happening here in New Hampshire. It's not widespread. It's not all over the place. It's not a whole bunch of people doing it, but it's something. And it's something the Libertarian Party could never claim to be involved in ever in the past. And the Libertarian Party still isn't involved. I'm just pointing out it's a liberty-minded occurrence, and it's only happening here.
Yeah, I do want to point out that since we have referenced the Libertarian Party, one thing that hasn't really taken off in New Hampshire as a result of the Free State Project is
DLP.
The Libertarian Party. My reasoning on that is that it's easy enough. I mean, we've had Free State Project members who have moved and become state reps already, not on the LP ticket, and we've had natives like myself who pretty much share the same views get elected. The Libertarian Party is not really necessary because you can get elected as, you know,
a Republican or Democrat or undeclared.
Yeah, I mean, you could. So it's not if you're going to look at the New Hampshire Libertarian Party and expect it to, you know, use that as a barometer of the health of the Free State Project, you're not really going to be getting a very good picture.
That's a great point. Well,
I'm not really that interested in the New Hampshire Liberty
I don't even know what,
Party.
I mean, I know they exist.
They're nice people, and I support them, but I'm liable to vote for their candidates. However, if I were to run, I wouldn't run under their banner. I'd run
just makes
whatever,
harder.
Whatever party was the big one or made sense for whatever run.
You run as a Democrat if you're in Keene. I mean, that's what you want to do, right?
You run as a Republican if you're in one of the surrounding towns.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that makes sense. And that I don't think it's dishonest. I mean,
as long as you're not dishonest about your viewpoint.
Right. I mean, but the parties here, I mean, you can get a wide range of opinions in the Republican Party. There were people already elected as Republicans who were pretty close to what would be called a libertarian, would pass for libertarian in most parts of the U.S. So it's not really disingenuous to do that, I don't think. It's just practical. Unlike the Libertarian Party in most parts of the country.
So, do I want the best for Mike and the others who are staying where they are all across the country? Of course I do. I want everybody who wants it to be able to attain liberty in their lifetime. I want that for everybody around the world, not just people in this country. I think the whole world should be free. But do I really, am I going to spend any of my time concerning myself with what goes on elsewhere? Absolutely not. Not concerned with what's going on elsewhere at all.
You know, why would I be concerned? Yeah. The federal government? I don't think that there's anything that a free New Hampshire could do if it was a state. By free, I mean a libertarian New Hampshire, you know, a very low tax, small government New Hampshire could do as a state in the Union. I don't think there's anything they could do. Because all we'd do is be under the you know, control of Washington, D.C. It's going to get bigger and bigger, people.
So it's the other stuff that's going on that's really exciting to me. Nick, you've got Free Minds TV. It's your show, and you and Toby, the hosts, are actually New Hampshire natives, which is one of the most exciting parts about the Free State Project, is that these incoming liberty-loving people, like Mark and myself, have invigorated the some of the more dormant New Hampshire liberty-loving natives that have been kind of bummed out by all the mass holes coming up here and getting active and turning this into Massachusetts North. And so a lot of people have been really jazzed up. You guys have been on the air now for a couple of years doing Free Minds TV. You can see that over at freemindstv.com. But it's not just you guys. It's, of course, Free Talk Live. We've got Sam now from the Obscure Truth Network. He's based out of Keene. We've got Dale from AnarchyInYourHead.com doing comic strips. He's based out of Keene. So we're not only doing politics in a much more successful manner than anybody has ever done in the Liberty Movement so far, but we're also doing media in a way that's never been accomplished before. Because I remember there's a guy who listens to the show named Rich, Sovereign Solutions Rich from Montana. He moved here from Montana as part of the Free State Project. And he had his own TV show out in Montana, which is great, but it was a one-man operation. I mean, he was starting his own camera, going in front of the camera and you know, talking into it, because he didn't have anybody to help him there. But if you want to put on your own TV show here in New Hampshire, you just say, okay, I'm starting this show, here's when I'm going to do it, who can help? And you'll have volunteers step up and come and help you with your project. I mean, how many people are working on Free Minds TV these days?
Several. I mean, we have people who float in and out, but a lot.
More coming up. Hour 3 is on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Read Drop Dead Gorgeous, the debut horror novel by liberty-loving Irish author Wayne Simmons. Meet horror's new bad girls and the chilling Paige Turner, hailed by David Mundy, author of Haters, as completely brilliant. Drop Dead Gorgeous is available from Amazon.freetalklive.com and all other major online retailers. Go to DropDeadDolls.com now for more details. Live free, then die.
The IRS is skimming the wealth of the American people for the Wall Street bankers. Taxpayers are being raked over the coals and forced to pay for bailout after bailout. First we went after the Fed, now we're going after the Internal Revenue Service. On April 15th, the Republic strikes back. Every zip code, every post office, nationwide, one purpose, show me the law. Visit showmethelaw.org and sign up today to get involved. Action groups are forming now, everystoreoftherepublic.net. Join us in this national grassroots action to end the federal income tax. On April 15th, the Republic